Welcome to the January 2023 update of Project Passive. My name's Mitchell Kuchonda. If you prefer to read as opposed to listen to this, feel free to head to my website, kdmhealth.com. That's kdmhealth.com. There you can click on the Project Passive link and read the diary in its entirety in your own time. I also house all links I refer to in this podcast on that blog as well. Furthermore, absolutely none of what I'm referring to or have ever referred to is financial advice. Far from it. Things like hindsight bias, home country bias, anchoring, confirmation bias, loss aversion, etc. can all creep in at times. Few humans are immune to these biases. I'm simply sharing my thoughts and actions to keep myself accountable in real time on this journey. And I just realized, as I said that update, this is the third year anniversary of these updates. I've been doing it for 3 years since the beginning of COVID, which is, time flies when you have fun. Anyway, January 2023 quote is, "While the will to survive is instinctive, the ability is learnt." And the source of that quote is unknown. So Tuesday, the 3rd of January. For non-Australian residents reading or listening, the Reserve Bank of Australia meets the first Tuesday of every month, except January, to reveal their interest rate decisions. Being January, and clearly we're in a rising interest rate cycle, debt holders are no doubt enjoying the Reserve Bank of Australia's month off. Saturday, the 14th of January. Inflation in Australia continues to rise, while inflation in the US eased last month according to US data. Wednesday, the 18th of January. VAS, which is the Vanguard Australian Share Fund, which is just a broad-based index of the Australian economy based on the 300 largest businesses here in the country, paid its December quarterly distributions today. Mine are dividend reinvested, so I pick up more VAS from my distributions for $86.91. Today, VAS is selling for a little over $90 per unit, a 4% capital gain based on today's numbers. Sometimes these dividend reinvestment plan prices are favourable, other times they're unfavourable price-wise. Irrespective of this, personally, I feel the benefit of automatically buying the four times a year that VAS distributes profits as another method of dollar cost averaging is vital behaviourally for me. Distribution-wise, it paid just under 75 cents per unit. This is up a fraction over 7.5% from the 69.5 cents it paid for the corresponding quarter last year. It's definitely not shooting the lights out. However, on the flip side, it's growing faster than inflation and 100% passive. Complete set and forget. Whether I know it or not, every quarter, company profits via distributions are immediately reinvested into accumulating more productive business ownership for me. The key for me is I don't think about it. It's just doing its thing in the background while I enjoy life. Wednesday, the 25th of January. Australia's inflation continues to rise with a 7.8% annual inflation rate recorded in the December 2022 quarter, the highest since 1990. Expectations were for 7.5%, but as we all know, it's never the results that are misleading, it's always the expectations. Data for the December 2022 quarter indicated food prices at major Australian retail food suppliers, being Coles and Woolworths, increased 9.2%, which is no surprise and in line with inflation in many areas of cost of living. Now, I'm sure I've written about this in earlier updates, but in case I'm dreaming, I see inflation as a silent tax. A dollar is worth less now than it was this time last year and the year before that and the year before that and so on. Investing in productive assets that grow faster than inflation long term is the best way I know of to protect my purchasing power. While the actual dollars productive assets produce are also worth less than a dollar a year ago, the key is they produce more dollars, so investors are in a position of increasing their purchasing power year after year. Using the VAS DRP example I just shared from the January 18 update, everyone that did that had a capital gain, who held VAS shares a year ago, had a capital gain of probably around 6 or 7% from the same time last year and a 7.5% increase in income compared to the same quarter last year. That's beating inflation. Now, I was going to go back and give you the 2021 distribution income from BASS, which was just a fraction over $3.43 per unit, and compare it to the 2022 distribution update for VAS, which was just over $6.35 per unit, a growth of 85%, around 85% in distribution income or profits. But that's incredibly misleading, because if you dig a little bit deeper, what you learn is the 2022 distributions of $6.35, or just over $6.35 per unit, came from some unique corporate actions that happened. The buying of Woodside Petroleum, the delisting of BHP overseas. These are some huge and unique corporate actions that happened in the background that resulted in some capital, large amounts of capital being given back to investors. So to compare the actual distribution numbers wholly without looking at the capital gains component, the distributions component, the tax offset components and so on, is incredibly misleading. So be careful with that, because I actually had a friend do that, and he looked at the 2022 income of VAS and he contacted me and said, holy moly, this is insane. And I just let him know, well, this is 2022 was a very unique year. The likelihood of that happening in 2023 I don't know the future, but in my view, it's extremely low. So just be careful with that. And those numbers that I've given are not gross numbers. They're without franking credits as well. So if you incorporate franking credits, the numbers are even higher for both the 2021 and 2022 figures. Saturday, the 28th of January. Today, I ordered the third edition of Nick Hughes' fantastic book, How to Be Your Own Bodyguard. This time I ordered the hard copy as opposed to the electronic version I already have from an earlier edition. I strongly recommend everybody buy and read this book. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. Matters of self-protection, self-defense, threat analysis, travel security, hotel security, home security, adrenaline, natural weapons, etc., concern us all, whether we like it or not. Without going into detail, I can tell you with absolute certainty, Nick Hughes is the real deal. The quote at the front of the book and the quote that I used for this month's update sums it up perfectly. And I quote, "While the will to survive is instinctive, the ability is learnt." The book's available on Amazon. Thanks for listening to this month's update. I look forward to updating you next month.